There is weeping and wailing in many a dwelling where happiness reigned but a short time ago. For friends and relations there's numbers left mourning in accents of sadness, in accents of woe. Oh, who can console now bereaved and afflicted, or comfort the orphans who silent deplore? O'er the cheeks of the widow the tear is fast falling, her son, her support, he, alas, is no more. To the oaks pit near Barnsley, on the 12th of December, about 400 colliers to work they did go, in health and in strength, upon that fateful morning, not thinking of danger, they descended below. But that afternoon, without one moment's warning, that coal pit exploded with a terrific roar. 348 by that fearful explosion, their lives they have lost, which we deeply deplore. Of this dreadful disaster, the news spread like lightning, and people came running from both far and near, and the widows and orphans, their cries were heart-rending as they called on their husbands and fathers so dear, while brothers and sisters in groups were seen mourning, and old-aged parents their grey locks they tore, and maidens lamented the fate of their lovers. By that fateful explosion they'll ne'er see them more. Of those brave volunteers who so boldly did venture down that ill-fated pit, the poor sufferers to save, they did all lose their lives by the second explosion, except Samuel Brown, that young hero so brave. After 20 long hours in that gloomy sepulchre, he got to the shaft and for help did implore. Messrs. Embleton and Mammot went down and they found him, and brave Brown in life to the surface they bore. That direful explosion at the Oaks Pit near Barnsley, or the mining districts, has cast a sad gloom. Of 400 colliers in the Oaks Pit that morning, now 348 do lie in the tomb. They have left aged parents with none to befriend them, whose pleasure on earth it forever has fled, and who now will comfort the widows and orphans who mourns for their friends that now sleep with the dead.